Good day, Miami. This is City of Miami Commissioner Francis Suarez. As the president of the Miami-Dade League of Cities, I firmly believe in the power of a diverse community, and today I'm thrilled to be back for the second edition of Making History, the Power of a Diverse Community. Last week, we had an amazing show with Mayor Oliver Gilbert from the City of Miami Gardens, and this week I have joining me State Representative Cynthia Stafford of District 109. The League of Cities is an organization whose main mission it is to advocate for the common issues our cities have before the state, federal, and local government. And we've been around since 1953. As president of this organization, I thought it was important to highlight the work of local officials and state officials and the amazing things that they do in Miami-Dade County, particularly in honor of Black History Month. As a league, we can do nothing without our state officials supporting our policies and initiatives. So it is my blessing to have joining me on the phone, State Representative Cynthia Stafford of District 109. She couldn't be with us in the studio because she's hard at work in Tallahassee for the residents of Miami-Dade County fighting for our interests. So I'd like to take a moment to welcome State Representative Stafford. State Representative, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Commissioner?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know how busy you are in Tallahassee. I know this is when a lot of the legislative decision-making is done during committee week. People often think that, that the session is when all the things happen. But the reality is many times things are being decided in anticipation of session. So this is really the critical moment. So we just wanted to take a little bit of time to talk to you about some of the things that you're working on, how you became a state representative so that our listeners can understand what it takes to be a Cynthia Stafford and why it's so important to promote diversity among our cities and among the state.
Okay, let me first of all thank you, Commissioner. Thank you so much for hosting this program. Thank you for your leadership. And thank you for all that you're doing in the community and for the community, as well as the League of Cities. Again, we have to do this together. No one entity can do it alone. Government can't. Schools can't. The churches can't. We all have to come together to solve community problems and ensure that there is a good quality of life for all residents.
Absolutely.
So let me say thank you for what you're doing, particularly here during Black History Month, because it's very critical for our communities.
No doubt.
Just a little bit about me, which is not, again, it's not about me, but my history, my background. I'm born and raised in Liberty City. I'm a product of the community. And I'm still in the community working hard for the community. I graduated. I went to public schools. I come from a working family. I like to tell people if we were poor, I didn't know it. I didn't know it. Never missed a meal, never, again, had not had clothes on my back, always had a roof over my head. Didn't live in a palatial million-dollar mansion.
Sure.
But I knew what family was. And, again, if I was poor, I certainly didn't know it, certainly didn't know it. And that's what we have got to get back to in the community.
Absolutely.
Again, this togetherness, this family, looking out for your brother's keeper,
mm-hmm.
and that means you're your neighbor's keeper. So, you know, again, I just think that getting back to basics will help us with a lot. Again, I'm matriculated through the public school system, traditional public schools. I'm a proud graduate of Miami Northwestern Senior High School.
Go Bulls.
There you go. I like to tell people that my household bled blue and gold. My parents also graduated from blue and gold, from Northwestern. My father was in the class of 1961, Columbus Stafford. My mother was in the class of 1963, Patricia Rover.
Wow.
And I graduated in the class of 1985. I'm an only child. And
Wow.
do you know what? We all had the same English teacher.
Wow, that's an unbelievable story.
When they had her, she was Ellen
Wow.
Booten. When I had her, she was on her third husband, Ellen Height.
Oh, my God,
but she was a wonderful woman to ensure that children, Black children in Liberty City, had a wonderful, great command of the English language.
Amen.
And every Monday morning, we would get a word list, and we needed to know how to spell the word, how to use the definition, and how to use it in a sentence.
Amazing.
And I rarely will I use ubiquitous, but because of Ms. Height, I know what it means and how to use it in a sentence. Rarely will I use ostentatious, but I know what it means and how to spell it and how to use it in a sentence because of Mrs. Height. And that is what Liberty City is all about. We, the teachers invest in the students, and they ensure that we had and have what we need to go on and be successful in life. In addition to this role as these as a state representative, I'm also an attorney. I'm an attorney. I used to be a legal aid attorney for 12 years.
Wow.
Well, off and on 12 years. I say that because I left and then came back. I missed the work. I represented domestic violence victims. I used to help them obtain protection orders against their abusers. But it was fulfilling work. That was my ministry, my mission at that time, and I thank God for that opportunity. I'm also an adjunct college professor at Miami-Dade College. I teach constitutional law, criminal law, different classes that deal with the law and legal studies. So, again, I'm just grateful to God for the opportunity to give back and serve the community that invested so much in me because, again, but for the grace of God, I wouldn't be doing any of this, and God used people to help
me
along the way.
Right.
So I'm just trying to give something back.
Wow, that's powerful. I mean, you are the real deal. And, you know, it's wonderful for our listeners to hear. I think one of the amazing things about this series that we're doing is we live in a day and age where everything related to politics is negative, is controversial. People are trying to label others. They want to label you, put you in a box. And I think what's been so great about hearing your story and hearing the story of the other elected officials is how you came up. You know, and I think that's got to resonate with our listeners for them to understand that, you know, there are so many wonderful people in our community who are serving, who are sacrificing to make their lives better. And they're extraordinary people. I mean, your story is ordinary in some sense and extraordinary in another sense. And so, it's inspiring, to be honest with you. So tell us a little bit about. I know this is a very, and every single legislative session is important. I know this one, I know that you've had many, many important sessions, but I get the sense that this is a very important session for you. And, tell us a little bit about some of the bills that you're sponsoring and what we can do as a league to help you, be effective this year as a legislator.
Okay. And, again, thank you, Commissioner Suarez, for your support. My priority bill this year is House Bill 111. And that bill, because you are supporting it.
That's absolutely
and,
right.
I thank the league because, again, this is a bill, and it says in essence it would exempt from public records the personal identifying information of a witness to a murder. There have been several murders in the community where detectives have leads. Someone knows what happened.
Sure.
Someone knows something, but they are afraid to come forward out of fear of retaliation. So what this bill will do is exempt their personal identifying information from public records if they come forward within the two years of observing the murder. Now, this, I'm trying to go to the heart of that no snitch culture.
Absolutely.
And again, we want people to come forward. Law enforcement, we want help. We want to help law enforcement, and law enforcement wants us to help them. And a lot of people know things that have happened that could help bring justice and help us solve crimes. And again, people are just afraid to come forward. Witness intimidation, retaliation are all concerns, and hopefully through this bill, it will encourage people that say, we're helping you, we want you to come forward, we will shield your information so that no one will be able to get to it. One of the most disheartening things I read, I think it was last week in the newspaper, how, you know, the shooting that occurred at MLK Park.
Yep.
8 people shot, but the shooter did the same thing 3 years ago. It looks like from the news report that I saw, he shot in 3 people in 2015. But they had to drop the case because the witness recanted. And oftentimes that's due to intimidation. You know, a witness going and intimidating a witness and scaring them.
Yeah.
People are afraid. So hopefully this bill will help people not be afraid to come forward and help someone, help law enforcement solve these crimes, because I don't want it to have to be my door that the police comes to, or your door that the police comes to, saying that a loved one has been murdered. Not when we all can do something about it. If you know something, see something, say something.
Listen, you were there with me last year on Father's Day when we went on the caravan with King Carter's father, and we visited several churches in Miami-Dade and Broward, and did prayer services outside of those churches. And, you know, you sometimes wonder as an elected official, because you know the faith community is always got your back in terms of promoting good initiatives. And obviously when there are press conferences, you know, elected officials will come to that call. But I really feel that your initiative, this bill, is inspired by that prayer service. And I really do think that, and from my end, Eyes of God, which is something that we did to also pierce that no snitch culture with Terry Wright in those churches that you and I visited together, because at the end of the day, you know, it's important for us to stay centered in Christ and mm-hmm. to pray, but it's also important as elected officials for us to have concrete ideas to make our streets safer. Representative, unfortunately, we've gotten used up all the time. I'm being told here we've used up all the time on this very, very critical and important issue. I really want to thank you for all the work that you do, for the sacrifices that you make, for the life that you've lived, for the example that you lead. You inspire us all, and may God bless you, and may you be successful in this session.
All right, and God bless you too, and thank you so much, Commissioner Suarez and WNBM. Thank you so much for what you do for the community. Thank you, and God bless.
You too. If you are joining us, you are listening to Making History, the Power of a Diverse Community on WMBM 1490. I'm City of Miami Commissioner and President of the League of Cities, Francis Suarez. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with another special guest.